Do you understand the guarantee?
Yeah, I understand the guarantee.
Okay, and I've never had to use it.
Okay, great.
I mean, I've always been at or above it.
All right, let me take you back to this. So your prospect says, well, how much is this thing going to cost? And you're telling them you need to kind of look at the needs analysis. Do you quote them there or you come back to them with a quote?
No, I said, this is a 7-module system, and you've got a basic understanding of the modules. I've got to think about this a little longer. It may take 4, it may take 5, it may take 6. I don't know yet. But I'd like to come back and you set a specific appointment. I'd like to come back to give you a written proposal that tells you exactly what I'm going to do for you in writing, and I do 95% of the work. All I ask for you is to do 5%. If you could afford a sales and marketing executive, you could do this type of thing. There's no magic to this at all. This is a systemized approach to grow your sales and bottom line profit. But you don't have the time to do that. You're spending your time putting out fires and handling the everyday operations of your company. And I'm going to be your acting sales and marketing executive here. But I want to put it in writing and let you see specifically what I'm going to be doing for you and the number of modules I think it's going to take, what my guarantee is, and what the fee is associated with it, and let you see that it is a very worthwhile return on your monetary investment. So are you free such and such a day, such and such a time, and I'll come back and present this to you. And usually it's yes, they'll be happy to do it.
Now, what are you thinking? You've taken them through. You understand how much money there is in it for you. What kind of preparation do you do before you go back?
What I do is I prepare a formal proposal, and I select the number of modules that it's going to take. I state in there in writing that I'm going to do 95% of the work, and that each module takes about 30 days to get it implemented. And that the guarantee is in there, too, as I've spoken to you. And another critical point is that you have to have a specific starting point to measure the growth. Like, if I'm sitting here right now in the first part of April, I say I will grow your business 25% from your year-ending sales and profit position as of December the 31st, and the guy says, well, you know, I've already had just a little bit of growth here. That's okay. I have to have a starting point someplace.
Are you doing this after the first meeting?
I'm doing this after the first meeting, yes. In the proposal, you've got to have a concrete starting point. So
the baseline, yeah.
The baseline to measure the growth again, so you can show them what you're doing.
And you explain that to them.
I explain that to them, exactly. I don't take the time to do it right then. If they say, well, I may have had 2-3% growth the first quarter, I'll make the growth 30% to compensate for that. And I'll just change the contract right there, initial it there. Because you got so much room to fool with.
Sure you do.
Under the system. Yeah, but some of them come to you and they say, well, I want to grow my business 50%. I said, well, that's wonderful. But I don't think you can absorb a 50% growth in a year. That's unreasonable. Why don't we just look and see where your company is and set a more realistic growth target here? Because I'm not going to let you outgrow your ability to absorb the growth. And then we agree upon the percentage increase that occurs there. And that's in the initial discussion portion before you ever come into making the final proposal. You've agreed upon the target growth before you ever put it in writing.
That's on the first meeting.
Yeah, exactly right. And then you go back on the second meeting and you close then. And you say, okay, I'm going to be here on such and such a day to begin module number one. I will leave a check for $2,500 at that time, and we will begin module number one, establishing your strategic marketing position. And we'll be doing surveys with you, your key employees, and I want to talk to anyone who has any kind of interface with anyone outside of your company.
All right, can I take you back to the second appointment?
Yeah.
So you go back on the second appointment. You've got your proposal, and you go in. What's the purpose there?
The purpose is to find exactly what you're going to do for the client, establish the base starting point, and to point out the guarantee, point out the fact that you're going to be doing 95% of the work, And you also point out that you're their problem solver, because out of the survey process, you tell them this, out of the survey process, which is in module number one, I'm going to give you a feedback report that's confidential. I'm not going to name any names of any of your employees to reveal things to me, but I will tell you what your employees understand on some of the operating problems of your company. And I'm going to take those on and work with you to solve those operating problems, because if you don't solve your operating problems, you can't grow your company. You've got to be a problem solver. You can't grow a client's company if there are internal operating problems. Example, I had one client whose son was stealing from the company. I had to identify that, but I identified it to the owner of the company, and he had to let his son go. And that was very hard, but you're there to do the job of growing the sales and bottom line profit, and any operating obstacle that gets in the way, and every one of them have it. I don't care who they are. They all got it. Either computer systems, human resource problems, lack of proper equipment in the company, and my business background was broad enough that allowed me to assist them in solving these things. Now, I don't go out and buy their equipment for them, that type of thing, but I said, you need to put material back in your operation here, because it's seriously hurting your business. So you've got to identify, and you do that in module number one, and I talk to everyone who handles any kind of interface with anybody outside the company, including the reception. She's one of the key ones. In the whole company, the image of the company is presented by the receptionist.
So you're going into the business and hanging around and talking to everybody?
Yeah, I have a specific survey form for all the employees in the company that I consider to be key employees, not necessarily because they're part of top management, but because they interface with the outside world.
Right.
The shipping superintendent, or whoever ships to the customer's product, whoever receives it in from outside suppliers, they are key people to know the operating problems of the company.
Yeah, they know what's going on.
It takes me 30 minutes a survey, and I may do 7 surveys in module number one. So I really get their understanding of what the S&P is from their perspective and their definition of what the operating problems are.
What's the S&P?
Strategic marketing position, or the unique selling proposition.
Tell me how you price it and how you get paid.
Every module is priced at $2,500 a module, and as I begin a new module, it is payment up front.
So you're getting your $2,500 for the USP up front?
Exactly.
You get it there on that second meeting sometimes?
No. Because, see, most of the time you're not even set up in their accounts payable system. So you've given them the business card, got the company information on the proposal, and it gives the accounting people time to set it up in AP, and he cuts you a check when you come in. And I've had it happen to me before where someone would try to flim-flam me and not pay me, want me to do the work, and say, well, I'll pay you after it's over, though. The agreement that we have on the handshake is you pay me as we go, and you're going to have to trust me because I'm trusting you, and if you don't feel like you can pay me up front, then we can't do business together, and I've had to walk out.
Okay. The second meeting, you've confirmed your handshake. They've got exactly what you're going to do for them. They understand that the first module is going to be $2,500, and then you set up a time to come back and get to work, right?
That's right.
So by the time you get into the system and you come back, are you getting paid before you start? Your U.S.
As I walk in there, I said, I'm here to begin module number one, your strategic marketing position. Is there some place that I could have a private area to do these confidential surveys? And by the way, do you have my first module payment? And usually they have an envelope right there. Just give it right to you.
Great. Okay, that's it. So you've taken me through the process. How many years have you been doing this?
A little over 8.
8 years. So tell me about your business today. How's it been? You got this thing down pretty good. How much are you working it?
Well, I had an automobile accident in February, and I booked a client in June with this method, as I described it to you. But he wanted me to do more than just the sales and marketing part of it, so I actually became his acting director of operations. I did his business plan, his operating plan, his cash flow plan, all that kind of stuff for him. And he liked what he saw there, because this was like an intro going into the module program, but he had deeper needs, more needs.
He wanted to hire you, basically.
He wanted to hire me, but I don't want to be hired. I want to be an independent contractor. So I went to work for him as almost a full-time client while I did that. So in July, I was hurting an automobile. automobile wreck coming back from that particular client's operation. And I still continued to work with them through March. And I care about my other clients as well. And then I had to have surgery. And I've been out of whack for it. I'm just starting back.
So back then when you were really cranking, when you were going at your hardest, how many clients were you working with at a time?
On average, four.
Four. Did you find that you could do more, or that's what you were comfortable with?
That's what I was comfortable with.
You can do six.
You know, if you have, I went to it once a week, every week. One in the morning, one in the afternoon. But you got to leave some time in there to do the analytical work. And so I would lock in 3 days, two clients a day. That would be six maximum. And then the other 2 days, I would be doing analytical work. That's the way it would be spread. But I would be doing analytical work at night, too, with them.
So each appointment that you close, let's say the telemarketer in 4 hours sets you up one appointment. So in 2 days, if you're closing 50%, you've got yourself a client that's going to be worth an average of what?
Average of 10.
10 grand. So you're paying a guy $15 an hour, 60 bucks a day. $120 gets you $10,000 in revenue.
Pretty good return. Then.
Very good. And so it really doesn't take too much telemarketing to have your appointments booked.
No. The only negative to it is that you got to go through the retraining cycle all the time.
So in your 8 years, can you talk about a couple real exciting success stories? Something that has just really made the whole business fulfilling on what you've done for some businesses?
Oh, yeah. The manufacturing one, this was a specialty advertising products company. He primarily made Maytag badges, but he was manufacturing. We just knocked the socks off that thing and got him where order entry was coming in almost transparent through the website and e-communication type marketing, and that was a very good success. Another good one that pops off the top of my head was a medical software company that provided software transmission for companies that provide medical equipment, and with HIPAA and with the need to file to Medicare automatically, they provided that kind of software. We did extremely well. I've only had one failure, and my one failure was just because I never could get the CEO to do what I asked him to do, and finally I just had to walk out.
Okay, that's a problem, is getting them to implement.
Exactly. And the thing about it, when you're talking a million to 5 million in sales, they don't have any staff. They usually are trying to do the sales and marketing themselves and are miserable at it because they just don't have time to do it. So they got all the operating problems that a major corporation has, but they can't afford staff to do it. So by automating this thing, by module implementation and giving them the tools to automate with it, you can really draw some successes. I had a very good success with retailers. And I had good success with a retail health food company. He had two stores.
The owners of the businesses, the people who hire you, are they really on your side to make sure the employees implement these systems and stick with them?
Yeah.
How do you cover that?
Well, I give them the tools with which to measure what's going on after I leave. I've developed Excel programs that shows them where the new prospects are coming from, what their conversion ratio is, what their average value of their new client is, and they track it week by week by week. And just following that, just collecting the data and having somebody enter it into an Excel spreadsheet file that I give them, they're able to track the continuing growth that they're able to get from prospects that are converted into clients, from clients that you upsell them, and they're able to really measure the continuing benefits of the program.
Do you ever establish any contingency agreements with these clients?
I had one of them put me on retainer to keep with him to call on me in case they got into any kind of problem. They did all right, so it wasn't much work for me to do.
Let me ask you this. When you go home after that first appointment and you've done the needs analysis and you're kind of analyzing which modules would work for them, are you looking for the low-hanging fruit, or do you see opportunities after you've done that needs analysis that just jump right at you that tell you you're going to be able to get the growth?
Well, it really is a system, and I've never seen a growth be able to be achieved unless you've solved the first four modules. The first four modules are almost given. So you're only talking about 5, 6, and 7. And 5, 6, and 7, really the decision comes from the opportunity analysis. If you're going to use all three of them and use a total of 7, that's fine. You'll have your decision to make. If you happen to choose between 5 and 6, then yeah, there's a decision to be made there. But after you get into the program with the client and you see that, well, you made a wrong decision, there's nothing wrong with substituting 7 for 6. So you can adjust it on the fly. But everything I've got is canned. all the presentations, the proposal that I'm going to do, each one of the modules is canned. All I have to do is add the new company name into the module. Every module is explained. The growth matrix is explained. The starting point is explained. I just have to change the figures based upon the prospect information. So it's not a great deal to come back and put together a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of sitting down in front of the PC and adding into the template the information that's unique to that particular client.
The first module, developing the USP. Generally, are you able to get some growth?
Module number one is a foundation module. We've got to determine your USP first before we can go forward. So you're not going to get any growth. And this is one of the questions they ask you. How soon will I begin to see growth? Well, you begin to see growth after module number two. Tell them right there. There'll be a little bit of growth. And the amount of growth that we get depends upon how successful we are in getting all the elements of module number two up and running in a timely fashion. But you're not going to see any growth out of module number one. So they say, I'm going to have $5,000 invested in it before I see the return. Yes, that's true. You're going to have that. Working with me and seeing the problems that I'm able to solve for you, as well as putting the elements in that's going to give you your growth and give you the tools with which to measure it, you're going to be well satisfied with your $5,000 investment before you begin to see your growth.
So what would you say? What's the market like out there? Are businesses hungry for information like this and consultants?
It depends upon the economic condition. The worse the economy is, the better your chance of booking clients. The better the economy, the less likely it is. But out of 6,000 potential clients, I've never been able to get through anything like that. So,
what do you mean you haven't been able to get through?
Well, that's just too many for me to ever.
Yeah, you haven't even gone through them all.
No, I can't. So out of that, the ability to select six at a time for average is not difficult. In the good times, there are always companies out there that are in good times, but they know they don't have their company under control, and they're not able to hit the growth target to maximize their growth potential. So you may have to make more tele-prospecting calls. Your close ratio may be a little bit less than in the bad times, but you can always book them.
Now that you've been doing this, I know you've got the cold calling and prospecting from the leads, but how about your referral business? Were you able to, when you were really going, generate referrals from your happy customers?
I've had one referral. Usually what happens is these people at this size level, they still don't have a whole heck of a lot of time beyond running their company and monitoring the growth that they're getting through the sales and marketing module. But they don't have time to do a referral. I've had one referral that has probably been.
They're just
it's
too
not
busy.
Not that they don't want to. I use them as endorsements.
Right.
I've got endorsements for everyone, and that's part of module number one. I get endorsements for the client, too. I've sort of expanded module number one. I get the strategic marketing position, their uniqueness defined by all the employees. Then I get the list of five or six customers that are truly representative of the customer base out there. And I do their survey, and if they refute anything that's listed in the uniqueness by the company and the management employees of the company, I can't use it. But at the same time I get the customer's input, I also ask them for an endorsement of the client. I write all the endorsements. I send them to them. They're able to edit them and change them any way they want to. They sign them. They send them back to me, and I retain them in my files to protect me from any kind of advertising litigation.
Right.
So I've got his endorsement, and then I do a competitive analysis where I've got methods that I could go and find out what the competitors are doing, and if the competitors are doing anything that has been filtered in the uniqueness down from the company through the customers to the competitors, then we can't use that. But when we get done, we do get a very strong strategic marketing position statement as well as customer endorsements, too.
What are the rewards that make it really fulfilling for you?
The success of the client. You're no longer a client. You're really a friend. I mean, I've gone to parties with them and become very good friends with most of my clients. To all the HMA consultants, please use what you've heard here in the spirit in which it is given. It's a very rewarding path if it does fit your personality. And don't be afraid to give it a try. because the risk is more paid back by the reward.
Hi, this is Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. I hope this interview with Sam Bowman has been helpful. He's got 8-year track record of doing marketing consulting using Richard's system. Please listen to this interview again. Make sure you go to the transcripts, print them out, and if you have any questions whatsoever, please don't hesitate to call. Make sure you check back often at the HMA University for more expert interviews with marketing consultants. Have a great day. Here is another bonus I want you to know about, extremely valuable. If you go to another site of mine called Executive Audio Institute, that's executiveaudioinstitute.com, all together, no slashes, you will see a site with nothing but all my audio recordings, all in downloadable MP3 form. Now, these are the same recordings that I have on hardtofindseminars.com in the audio clip section, except I will offer you the reprint rights to all of these audio recordings. In other words, I'm going to hand them to you on a silver platter. If you have a website and you need something that generates traffic, I will set up a custom site for you, and you can send your visitors to my collection of audio recordings as a bonus. You have here thousands of dollars worth of audio content on some of the best interviews on the internet. You have hundreds of transcripts that you can print out and share with your customers. I'm not going to charge you a dime for it. I'll even build you a custom site. All you have to do is put a small deposit down, but it's refundable once you introduce it to your list. Go on over to executiveaudioinstitute.com and read the first part. You'll see a link. If you want the reprint rights to these audios, it'll explain everything there. I think you're going to find this extremely valuable. It has taken me years and years to build up this collection, to get them all edited, to put the transcript. I've invested tens of thousands of dollars in this collection, and I want you to have it. Go check it out, executiveaudioinstitute.com.